Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Monday, we'll see occasional rain showers early in the upper 40s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, rain showers, then a chance of rain and snow will drop down to the mid-30s. For tomorrow, gradual clearing skies in the upper 40s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 28. For Wednesday, sunny skies, temperatures upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 39.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers impacted by nearly a decade of flooding along the Missouri River are a step closer to receiving compensation. A federal judge earlier in the week ruled in favor of farmers in the case of Eidecker Farms versus the U.S. Roger Eidecker of Eidecker Farms in St. Joe, Missouri, spearheaded the case, saying the ruling rightfully recognizes the government's responsibility for changing the river. More than 350 farmers, landowners, and businesses joined the case, suing the federal government, alleging the Army Corps of Engineers mismanaged the Missouri River. The lawsuit was filed in 2014 and alleged the Corps of Engineers violated the takings clause of the Fifth Amendment that bars the government from taking private property without just compensation. A federal judge ruled in favor of the farmers in 5 of the 6 years that the flooding was claimed, dating back to 2007, disavowing the flood claims in 2011. Damages, according to the law firm representing the farmers, estimated to exceed $300 million. The case will now proceed to phase two, where the courts will determine the extent of losses. The European Union classifies cranberries as a retaliation target in response to President Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs. Cranberries are among the basket of all American goods from peanut butter to whiskey, and Harley Davidson's singled out by the European Union. A lawmaker from Wisconsin says U.S. dairy is on the list as well, but the official list has been yet made public. For the U.S. cranberry sector, 95 million pounds of cranberries are exported to the EU each year. That's more than any other destination and accounts for about 12% of domestic production. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Mid-America Network News. A new report from two out-of-state consultants say improving student performance in Kansas public schools could cost the state as much as $2 billion more a year. The Kansas Supreme Court ruled in October the state's more than $4 billion a year in spending to public schools is not sufficient under the state constitution. The consultants' lowest projected increase in annual spending would be $451 million, or almost 10%. The largest figure tops $2 billion. The consultants suggested phasing in any increase over 5 years. Three members of a militia group are set to stand trial on charges alleging they were plotting to bomb a mosque and a Garden City apartment complex where Somali refugees live. Gavin Wright, Patrick Stein, and Curtis Allen have all pled not guilty to charges including conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction. Their trial is scheduled to start tomorrow in Wichita. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Esther, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said, visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
Go, oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some employees at Larned State Hospital are being required to work 16-hour shifts because of a severe staffing shortage at the psychiatric hospital. A hospital administrator issued an order requiring mental health technicians to work double shifts because of a 22% vacancy rate in those positions. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Tim Keck, secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, said the order was necessary to guarantee the patients receive continuous and consistent care. One lucky Kansas lottery player is holding a Mega Millions ticket worth $1 million. The ticket was sold to North Central Kansas, which includes the counties of Smith, Jewell, Republic, Washington, Osborne, Mitchell, Cloud, Clay, Russell, Lincoln, Ottawa, Ellsworth, Saline, and Dickinson. The estimated jackpot for tomorrow night's drawing is $377 million. A statue from 1911 of abolitionist John Brown has been vandalized in Kansas City over the weekend. The Kansas City Star reports it was defaced with a swastika and a racial slur. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. Lincoln's mayor said he would like to serve a fourth term. Chris Beitler said he wants to continue the progress that the city's made during his time in office. So far, he's the only candidate to formally announce his intentions to be on the April 2019 primary ballot. Officials have confirmed that a mountain lion was spotted in northeast Nebraska. The Winnebago Wildlife and Parks Department says a photo of the mountain lion was taken east of Winnebago on Thursday. Mountain lions are native to Nebraska, but were eliminated by the end of the 1800s. Mountain lions, also called cougars, started returning to Nebraska from neighboring states late in the 1990s. A Texas woman is in custody in the fatal stabbing of her boyfriend in Omaha, but relatives say she was acting in self-defense. The Omaha World Herald reports the 30-year-old suspect was arrested on suspicion of criminal homicide in the death of 30-year-old Amir Bey of Houston. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed. Thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at WichitaRV.com.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business, removing a bridge in Bigelow Township from the county inventory. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday commented on economic development, citing a desire to have something in place for younger people who would like to return to Washington County. Commissioners requested they approve minutes before they're released with the goal of controlling innuendos and half-truths. A process to pass along suggestions to the county clerk was outlined. Comments were passed along regarding property valuations, including concerns heard from citizens who had purchased properties for cleanup, who then saw valuations increase. A suggestion that the levy be reduced next year was tempered with a warning that the recently enacted tax lid should be considered. Issues with the county health department were again a topic, with a notice that Medicare will not be reimbursing for home health services provided since the first of the year after deficiencies in charting were noted during a recent audit. It was not known how much the impact in dollars would amount to. Additional Medicare changes were outlined. Commissioners inquired as to adding daycare inspections, wellness visits, immunizations, and home health. Some services have been reduced. An executive session to discuss county health department employees yielded no decisions. Commissioners approved the road and bridge department returning to 4 10-hour days with the time change. The tax valuation meetings were briefly discussed. Depreciation on buildings will be among topics covered. The April 9th meeting for Washington County Commissioners will be moved to April 10th to accommodate a commissioner who will be gone. Nemaha County Commissioners met last Monday. The sheriff advised that city officers and county deputies were making an appearance at schools in the county each morning as kids are arriving at school. Harold Shump came before the board to present a petition with 26 signatures asking for the proposed new senior center to be located next to the current Pioneer Building in Seneca. American Red Cross Bloodmobile will be in Marysville Monday, March 19th, noon until 6. For an appointment, phone 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Walk-ins are also welcome and encouraged Monday, noon to 6 at the Marysville American Legion. Margaret L. Maxwell, age 101 of Washington, passed away February 28th. Funeral service Tuesday, 9:30 at the Washington Presbyterian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Margaret Maxwell. Marvelyn Dirksen Gress, age 89 of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 of church. Visitation Monday noon until 5 at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marvelyn Gress. Willard Zinger, age 71 of Haddam, passed away on Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Haddam. Burial in the Haddam City Cemetery. Visitation 1 until 8 Monday. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Willard Zinger.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious five-bedroom home features three full baths, two safe storage rooms, and three-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. The property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots available for custom home construction. Call call in line today at 562-5525.
Frank Stagenborg is doing jewelry repair. Over 20 years experience with all types of jewelry, and he'll replace watch batteries. He's in back of the former Ackerman Jewelers, 821 Center across from the Astro Theater, and open Mondays from 2 until 7 p.m. Frank's Jewelry Repair, 562-8047, open Mondays 2 until 7.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, which will bring some cloudy skies and rain showers. As we head through the day, some areas of the central parts of the Midwest could see a little bit of some rain and snow as we head into tonight, and some accumulating snow in some areas of the Dakotas. It does look like we'll see decreasing clouds by tomorrow and quiet weather by Wednesday and warmer temperatures. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, mostly cloudy showers in the upper 40s. Winds will be breezy and gusts as high as 25. For tonight, rain showers, then a chance of rain and snow, mid-30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Tuesday, decreasing clouds, upper 40s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the upper 20s. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 59. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. We'll see temperatures at 36 degrees. And that's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Having trouble remembering things? One clever trick may be all it takes to increase your recall by a meaningful margin. We will share that today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. If you've always dreamed about building something and convinced yourself you never would learn how, that can all change starting today. Have you ever wanted to add on to your bathroom, build a bird feeder, a shelf, a shed, horse barn, or even a garage? If you've never done it before, it can be frustrating trying to figure it out on your own. For a limited time, we have free information about how you, with no experience, can build anything yourself at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. You see, most plans on the internet don't have the details you need. They don't include pictures, or they assume you are a master craftsman. This is a resource you've never seen before. A library of over 16,000 woodworking projects, all compiled to the single largest database in the world. Get step-by-step plans, blueprints, and your skill level does not matter. This one-time offer is available for the next 3 days at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. learntobuildnow.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 19th, the 78th day of the year. Old West lawman Wyatt Earp was born on this day, and Sean Connery began filming his role in Goldfinger on this day in 1964. What's the secret to a more reliable memory? According to a study published in the journal Memory, it may be as simple as saying it out loud. Speaking seems to encode the memory more strongly than other ways to aid recall. The research compares it to actors rehearsing their lines. When we do something in our own voice, we create a distinctive component for recovering the information when needed. We're starting with this one. I am putting my keys on the kitchen counter. We will let you know how it works out. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Learn more and solve the puzzle of the day at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, 2 out of 3 Kansas teams still dancing. Wichita State, though, the number 4 seed, was sent packing. Number 13 seed Marshall beat Wichita State 81-75 in the first round of the East Regional on Friday. Wichita State pulled within 78-75 on Connor Frankamp's three-pointer, but that's as close as the Shockers would get. Frankamp led the Shockers with 27 points. Again, the final in the Shockers. Shockers defeat 81-75. Different story for K-State and KU, though. Kansas State posted a 69-59 wire-to-wire victory over number 8 Creighton last night, despite playing without leading scorer Dean Wade. And KU took down Seton Hall on Saturday, 83-79, to also move on to the Sweet 16. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron TechRun Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts, plus get double O Rewards points on your purchase. Keep your engine clean with Chevron TechRun Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What if hiring could be easier, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/expand. That's ZipRecruiter.com/expand.
The Kansas City Royals have signed right-handed reliever Justin Grimm to a $1.25 million one-year deal that includes up to $300,000 incentives after he was released by the Chicago Cubs last week. The 29-year-old Grimm was 1-2 with a 5.53 ERA in 50 appearances last season. Mike Moustakas and Eric Hosmer embraced, just like they did as Kansas City teammates. Moustakas made his spring training debut after returning to the Royals and hit a two-run single off Chris Young in a 12-4 win over San Diego. Hosmer, who left to sign with San Diego, hit a two-run homer off Kelvin Herrera. The Kansas City Chiefs found their veteran backup for quarterback Patrick Mahomes II, signing former Dolphins and Jaguars starter Chad Henne to a two-year contract. Mahomes is poised to take over the starting job after Alex Smith was traded to Washington. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Land O'Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to landolanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Land O'Lanes.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Norris Motors in Marysville has the new 2018 Chevy Silverado pickup. 1,500 models include the LT, the Z71, and the Custom Package. The 2,500 models include a heavy-duty work truck, plus the LTZ Duramax. They also have a new 2018 Chevy Colorado, four-wheel drive Z71 edition at Norris Motors in Marysville.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Beauty, durability, and low maintenance make Calancho a perfect choice for your home or office. Its colorful red, magenta, pink, orange, yellow, or white blooms are sure to brighten your day. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow your Calancho in a cool, bright location out of the reach of cats, dogs, and birds. You'll prolong flowering with cool temperatures between 50 and 70 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and a bit cooler at night. Trim flowers once they fade and wait a few weeks. You just might be rewarded with a second flush of blooms. Water these drought-tolerant succulents thoroughly, but only when the potting mix is dry. Overwatering or allowing the plants to sit in excess water leads leads to root rot and death. Once the plants are done flowering, you can grow them as a houseplant in a sunny window. Watch for weak, spindly growth that indicates your plant needs more light. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's quite possibly the largest steam-powered engine on the continent. This job was the only thing that allowed work to continue here. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side-by-side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
It's likely the largest of its kind.
Very probably the largest steam engine in North America. Could be beyond that, but it's five stories tall.
As Bill Cummings at the Cornish Pump and Mining Museum in Iron Mountain, Michigan explains, they have one very large exhibit here.
It's called locally the Cornish Pump, but what we're really looking at is a Cornish pumping engine. It's 54 feet high. It has a 40-foot flywheel that went into operation at its first site in 1893.
It was dismantled and brought to the mines in Iron Mountain in 1907 and used to pump water from underground.
I think it's 725 tons is what it weighs. It operated there until 1932 when the mine closed. It wasn't used exclusively for dewatering the mine. After 1914, they went to electrical engines, but it was a backup.
The huge pump was brought here for a very important purpose.
Chapin Mine, which is what it was used for to dewater, was located in an area where there was a swamp also. So the west part of our downtown now is no longer a swamp, but it was swampy. And so it was very wet, exceptionally wet. So they needed to be able to get the water out of the mine so they could mine it.
When Bill says the mine was wet, it's hard to imagine just how much water they needed to pump every minute in order to keep things running. The rest of the story behind this behemoth is next time as we travel the countryside in Iron Mountain, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCray.
Pastures are more than just food for grazing livestock. They're also habitat for wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Manage your grasslands for the best diversity as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
Migratory birds and insects need a place to rest and raise their young in an area that's not disturbed, has a diversity of plants, and something to eat. The pastures that livestock graze are the same ecosystems and habitats that grassland birds rely on. There are several grazing management techniques that can benefit both cattle and wildlife. Adam Jenke is an Extension Wildlife Specialist at Iowa State University. He says the number one practice is rotational grazing.
As soon as you move cows off of one paddock and exclude them from it, that vegetation starts to change instantly. And as it starts to grow back, wildlife will respond. And we've seen really substantial improvements in grassland bird diversity on rotationally grazed pastures in Iowa and then also throughout the Midwest.
Set aside a refuge area within the pasture where it's not disturbed during May and June while birds are brooding. When livestock return, the young birds will be leaving the nest and old enough to get out of the way of large hoops. If you can, delay mowing until August 1st. Jenke says another idea is to stockpile forages.
Leaving forages out in the pasture or out in the field to be used later in the season creates cover for a whole diversity of wildlife. I think this can be particularly useful for fall migrating birds. And they're, of course, seeking cover where they can find flowering plants and seeds to fuel their migration and also to escape the elements.
These strategies also help the producer's bottom line with more productive pasture land and less inputs. Find more tips on grazing management for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou.
protecting your farm or ranch from a costly lawsuit. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
One way to lose a farm is through economic hardship. Another way is to be sued by some trespasser who is injured by your bull. Bill Field is a professor at Purdue University who is called on frequently as an expert witness in such lawsuits.
There's a lot more interaction between farmers and others in the community because we're just getting closer and closer together. We have children that are maybe in a suburb that's been built right in the middle of a farm community, starting to wander over, exploring, and ending up near their ponds or lagoons, and all of that opens the door for potential injuries.
Field says these suits are rare, but they do happen. And if you're involved in one, he says, don't count on a just outcome.
You find out that the purpose of our courts is not justice. It's really to oftentimes reallocate wealth. From the outside, it looks terribly unfair, but happens every day.
More tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Lawmakers in the House this week introduced legislation to provide farmers with stress assistance programs. The Stemming the Tide of Rural Economic Stress and Suicide, or STRESS Act, seeks to make mental health treatment more available for farmers, ranchers, and ag workers. The legislation was introduced by Minnesota Representative Tom Emmer, along with lawmakers in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois, and other states. In response to the most recent report from the Centers for Disease Control, it found rates of suicide among farmers at the highest of any occupation in the U.S. Congressman Emmer said farmers are in the midst of a suicide crisis. This bill would reauthorize the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, a program that was authorized in the 2008 Farm Bill to provide farmers with stress assistance programs, but has not been funded since being authorized. The National Farmers Union applauded the legislation, saying the bill would provide farmers and ranchers and their families access to support they need during extreme times of stress, like the current farm economic downturn. The U.S., following Senate action, has introduced a bill to stop the unintended regulation of farms. Introduced this week, ACRE, the Ag Certainty for Reporting Emissions Act, would avoid unnecessary environmental reporting for farmers and ranchers. The Senate version of the bill, the Fair Agriculture Reporting Method, or FARM Act, would do the same. Under current regulations, about 200,000 farms and ranches could legally be required to report emissions from animal agricultural operations, even though those rules were written to cover industrial emergencies rather than emissions from farms and ranches. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zibby Duvall said Congress never meant to include agriculture as a reporting requirement as part of the Comprehensive Environment Response, Compensation, and Liability Act, known as CERCLA. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has over 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone, 268-0647, or home phone, 363-2645.
Beans and soybeans make corn down 7 3/4 to 375. July down 8.
at 383. Later months are all lower. May, Kansas City wheat down 27.5 at 472. July down 26.25 at 490 and a quarter. All the later months are lower. In fact, all three wheat markets sharply lower today. May soybeans down 25 at 1024.5. July beans down 24.75 at 1035.5. Double-digit losses all the way down. May soybean meal $13.20 lower at $3.5970. July is down $12.20 at $3.6240. May soy oil down a point at $31.97. July down three at $32.19. So not a good look for grains or soybeans. Livestock complex in the same basic shape. April live cattle down 82 at 120.42. June down 150 at 110.25. Later months all down by more than a dollar. March feeder cattle down 127 at 138.70. April down 155 at 138.65. Later months again all down by more than a dollar. April hogs 165 lower at 63.80. May down 175 at 71 even. Later months all down by more than a dollar. Cotton is sharply lower. May cotton down 144 at 81.41. April crude oil is down 34 cents at 62 even. And April gold is up $5.40 at 13.17.80. That seems to be the one and only bright spot here so far as our futures markets are concerned. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 437 points at 24,508. The NASDAQ is down 186 at 72.95. And the S&P 500 is currently down 52 points at 26.99. So we are really having some issues with our futures markets here on Monday, and Wall Street not doing well at all at the present time either. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, cattlemen. This is Brady Larson with Larson Angus Ranch. I'd like to invite you to our 14th annual Carcass Without Compromise bull sale on Wednesday, March the 28th. We're selling a great set of 100 bulls this year, sired by Angus Hill Steadfast, Basin Payweight 1682, Resist All, Yuma, Discovery, and more. Call for a catalog at 785-891-3748 or go to LarsonAngusRanch.com to get online via the catalog. Thanks, and I hope to see you at the ranch 14 miles south of Wallace, Kansas on the 28th.
The Mid-Kansas Angus Breeders would like to invite you to their 22nd annual production sale, March 21st in La Crosse, Kansas. The sale starts at 1 o'clock at the sale barn north of town. The 54 bulls in the sale have excellent EPDs from some of the top sires in the Angus breed, including Fortitude, Emblazon, Keneally Packer, Generation, and Index. Featuring calving ease, performance, and good disposition, these bulls are right for your herd. Don't forget, Wednesday, March 21st, be in La Crosse for the Mid-Kansas Angus Breeder Sale or bid online at LMAauctions.com. Check us out at MidKAB.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, watching with a great deal of interest the travels of Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
I've had the pleasure of covering secretaries of agriculture during my career, going back to the 1950s, and Ezra Taft Benson, who served as Secretary of Agriculture in the Eisenhower administration. And as I look back over the years of working with the different secretaries, they all brought something different to the job. Some of them loved to travel and visit with farmers. Some of them didn't really want to go beyond the office in Washington, D.C. But as I look at Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture in the current administration, I'm impressed by the amount of travel that he is doing. And it's worthwhile travel, at least in my opinion. And I talk about the travels because today, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue will be in Arizona. And at 9:20 this morning, morning. He is going to deliver remarks at the National Grain and Feed Association grand opening breakfast, and then he'll hold a media availability. He loves talking to media, and of course, I like that. But Secretary Perdue will participate in a roundtable discussion on rural infrastructure, and he'll do that with Director Killian of Arizona and Arizona state legislators. And when I talked to the secretary in our year-end review in December, I asked him about the amount of mileage he's rolling up in the air to get to various parts of the country, and did he enjoy it, and why is he doing it? Well, he enjoys it because he enjoys meeting with the farmers and ranchers across the country. But he said, you know, I'm from Georgia. I pretty much know agriculture in that state, but I don't in a lot of other states. And I want to get out into the country, and I want to talk to farmers and ranchers to get their input for the farm bill and the concerns that they have. Back with a final word after this message.
Our good life in America is tied to agriculture. Americans spend less on food than any other country in the world. We can spend more on homes, vehicles, and time with our families. We owe a great deal of thanks to the American farmer for providing safe, healthy, affordable food. During Ag Appreciation Week, the Farmers Cooperative says thank you for feeding the world and keeping our economy strong. Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success. We are investing in agriculture.
All I can say to Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue is travel safely and keep on trucking to meet farmers and ranchers around the country. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
If you have perfect growing conditions for corn, chances are you're growing a pretty good crop of corn rootworms as well on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Corn rootworms are the Goldilocks of the insect world. They don't like it too dry, they don't like it too wet, but they're also very unpredictable, making it tough to get the upper hand on these destructive pests. Jim Lappin is the crop marketing manager with Amvac Chemical Corporation. He says beetles tend to be concentrated in hot spots around the field, but you don't always know exactly where. This means you have to be consistent and proactive with your insect control strategy. This includes whether you're choosing a conventional corn hybrid with out an insect trait, or choosing a single trait or double trait.
What we've seen over the years with our university testing is in 10 years of testing, we're getting almost a 9-bushel advantage adding a granular or liquid insecticide on top of their trait. Well, there's a couple different things going on there. One, traits unfortunately have seen resistance. So all four commercial BT traits have now demonstrated some level of resistance in the field. So they may be getting overwhelmed by high rootworm pressure.
Rootworms are also very adaptive with their habitat preferences. Western rootworms are now laying their eggs in proximity to soybean fields. And Lappin says part of that is due to missed weed control.
As we had more water hemp in soybeans, as we have more ragweed, they're using that as a food source late season and laying their eggs close to that food source. So we're starting to see now westerns are laying eggs in soybeans, In states like Iowa, we're seeing northern corn rootworm doing what they call extended diapause. They're laying their eggs in corn, but those eggs are laying dormant for up to 2 to 3 years.
I'm Jody Hinke. Find strategies for corn rootworm control at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. The North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations continue as the United States, Canada, and Mexico try to update the trade agreement and modernize it. Daniel Yutza says several chapters in the negotiations have been closed, but there is still a lot of work to be done, and a lot of that is regarding agriculture.
It's agriculture, it's automotive, which is where most of the attention is being spent right now. It's government procurement, it's dispute resolution, it's textiles, sunset clause, and something that most people don't include in the poison pill list, but I think is, it's labor issues with Mexico in particular. And on all of those, you know, there's still a lot of work to do.
He says countries are actually coming to an agreement on the controversial American sunset proposal clause, but President Trump will be putting tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, and that's something that Yutso says throws a monkey wrench into getting the negotiations done by the end of April. He says we need to keep in mind there is a Mexican election on tap.
If Mexico concedes on anything, it will be seen as conceding with a gun to their head. And so I actually think the tariffs were counterproductive in trying to get a deal done by the end of April. And I think the same holds true for Canada, because Canada already is not pushing for a speedy deal. I want to be careful about that language, speedy and not. I think both Canada and Mexico want to take the time to do the deal right. And I think it's going to be very difficult to concede, for Canada and Mexico to concede with the tariffs hanging over their head. So in many ways, I think the tariffs may be counterproductive to getting a deal on NAFTA.
He says there could be some good news for agriculture on the trade front.
U.S. Chair Lighthizer is also talking about opening up markets in Africa as well, so there could be some good news on the trade file.
That's Daniel Yutso, an international trade and customs lawyer, talking about the NAFTA renegotiations and possible new trade with Africa. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
For bulls that are stout and deep-bodied with excellent disposition, attend the 29th annual Riley Charlet and Red Angus production sale, Monday, April 9th in St. Francis, Kansas. Selling 70 bulls, Charlet, Red Angus, and Charlet hybrids. Also selling 31 yearling females, 24 top-end Red Angus out of the replacement pen, and 7 hybrids. Increase your cow profits with extra pounds and high carcass returns using Riley bulls. Herd bull EPDs are some of the highest growth and carcass bulls in the Charlet breed. For more information, visit RileyBeef.com. Spring planting is just around the corner. Are you ready? Finding the proper seed, prepping the equipment, and waiting for the right soil condition, you have a lot to do for another crop. That's where we can help. Join me, Craig Mead, every morning for your soil temperature report during the morning Ag News. When the ground is ready, you need to be ready as well. Soil temperature reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Brought to you in part by
Abilene Machine. Call 800-255-0337 or visit them online at Abilene Machine.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerking Communications full service station.